This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're thinking this week about what God has done for us in the first Christmas, that amazing time when God entered into human history in the person of Jesus Christ, God the Son, becoming a man, born of a woman, entering into our world, experiencing life as we experience it. He totally understands our lives and is able to come to us on a very deep level and minister to us. I want to go back to the first verse that we looked at yesterday in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, which says, "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman." I want to say to you today, don't ignore Jesus Christ. You know, as God's plan unfolded, and you need to recognize that God has a plan in this world. Things aren't just happening and God trying to find out some way to react to them. God has a plan in this world, a plan for redeeming people, restoring their lives, bringing his intentions to fruition. And as God's plan was unfolding and the years of time were moving towards the birth of his Son in this world, God gave people so many signs and prophecies, indicators that Jesus was coming. In fact, he gave so many that we wonder how people even overlooked them. How could they have missed the most important event in history? But what about you? What about your own life? Do you recognize the signs God gives you of his presence in your life? Do you notice the many ways that God tries to get your attention, the ways he speaks to you? Are you missing out on the wonderfulness of walking with God because you're so distracted with life and its pressures, you're walking with your head down? Are you not noticing God? I want to encourage you to lift your head up. Look around you as you walk. Look at this world that God has made. Stop focusing just on the stress factors in your life. Get your mind on the things of God. He gives you so many little signs of his presence with you, many little messages, and instead of ignoring them, you should focus on them. Ask him to open your eyes and your ears to what you're missing. And as you begin to notice this incredible God who made everything around you, who is trying to get your attention, to remind you that he is the most important thing about life, that you need a relationship with him. He has made you for that relationship. And the longer you ignore it, the more you miss of what God can make your life to be. As you begin to realize and recognize the voice of God in your life, respond to this incredible God that's speaking to you. Realize you're involved in something so much bigger than just you. Life isn't about you. It's about God and his plan for this world. Get excited about God. He wants you to know him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.